Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of looking and listening for the sacred in everyday life. This is what we call Holy Shenanigans. The season of Christmas is almost here. As we gather around our Christmas trees and attend Christmas Eve services, this episode is a little intro to this time that is so busy, but asks for us to simply slow down and be still. As you approach Christmas Eve, is it a silent night? Is it an evening of quiet reflection on the power of love come to abide with us? When things can be such a hurry and scurry, I invite you to come, sit, and listen to this story and a song of silent night and peace. One of my favorite memories from high school was when I sang in choir. In this season of choir, it was an opportunity to put on a beautiful concert. And this concert had a tradition that was magical. At the end of the program, full of joyful song, was a rendition of Silent Night with a chorus of peace. The singers in the choir didn't simply stand on the risers, but as the refrain of the musical interlude of the song Silent Night played, we would all quietly, carefully walk down to the aisles of the auditorium and light a candle. And then we would begin to sing, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. As I reminisce about this memory, it's one that always comes back to me at the end of worship on Christmas Eve. As we sing Silent Night, as we light candles, and we all pause to ponder the power of love, come in Emmanuel, God with us. In recent weeks of this podcast, I've been asking others, what is your Christmas wish, or what is your hope for the new year? And while it may seem something that is always said, but what if there actually was peace on earth? How can love come and abide with us in a more tangible way this Christmas and this new year? As we think about this question of peace and love come to abide with us and to bring it into reality in our world, I think about now I could do with some space for some quiet reflection and peace. Would this be helpful for you? No matter where you are, I invite you to imagine yourself in a school auditorium, dimly lit, piano music wafting through the air, students walking down to the aisles in their bright red robes and their candles lit, their faces softly aglow, and singing Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. Come to this space of peace, and may it bring you a blessing that carries into the new year, knowing that love is here, that love dwells among us, and that peace, real peace, is right around the corner.
Thank you. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace on earth.
In this week, where it is the shortest day and the winter solstice, I came across a prayer that is called A Prayer at the Shortest Day by Tess Ward. This will serve as this week's poem, preparing our way to travel from Advent into Christmastide. From the rising of the midwinter sun to its setting, scatter the darkness with the light of your love, O Shining One. Make me short on mean thoughts, long on offering words of comfort. Make me short on being driven, long on paying attention. Make me short on focusing only on my own, longing to look beyond. Make me short on obsessive lists, long on spontaneous acts of kindness. Make me short on mindless activity, long on time to reflect. Make me short on tradition as habit, long on rediscovery and re-owning. Make me short on rushing and tiring, long on walking and wondering. Make me short on false festive jollity, and long on stilling and rooted joy. Make me short on guilt, long on being merciful to myself. Make me short on being overwhelmed, long on peaceableness as I set forth this day. I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing. Thank you also to HSP listeners for supporting our work with this podcast by way of www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. Blessed Christmastide to you all, dear hearts. We have marked out the Advent path with candle flames, and today we celebrate Jesus' birth by lighting all four of the Advent candles and the Christmas candle at the center. May love and peace be at the center of your Christmas and the new year to come. Merry Christmas. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice in art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.